Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Sports Radio, the biggest story of the night right now in the football world, in the sports world, is Aaron Rodgers. First drive as the Jets quarterback, left the game with an ankle injury, was in the blue tent. Comes out of the blue tent, they put him on a cart, and then he tried to walk off on his own power. I think he did so, and he's getting x-rays right now, is in a walking boot. So this is as bad could be when you kind of look at it from where the buzz was heading into this evening, as it looks like I'm going to assume that Aaron Rodgers' night is over. From Mike Garofalo, Aaron Rodgers taken for x-rays. Rodgers had what appeared to be a walking boot on his left foot as he was taken into the x-ray room. Rodgers now out of the x-ray room and headed back to the locker room. Boot is still on his foot. And the Jets say that Aaron Rodgers is questionable to return. Would be shocked, in my opinion, if he does return to this game. So they're showing the replay once again. It looked like that ankle got twisted. And they're showing video. Rodgers did end up, they have him on a cart. He has that boot. You see it limping big time. Boot is on the left foot. And man, oh man, just what an awful scene. If you care about the score of the game, I'll give that to you. It's 3-3 right now. Bills and the Jets all tied up with 10:35 to go here in the second quarter. So we have talked about this ever since it happened about 30 minutes ago. Each and every Monday in football season, we are a national show. We got to recap all the games. We will give you more updates as we have them, and we will relay that information before we say goodbye to you at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, if there is any further information. But right now, let's do a segment that we do each and every Monday, and it's called No Huddle Offense.
Touchdowns, sacks, upsets, and last-minute heroics. Another NFL Sunday is in the books, and we've got you covered with the biggest plays and sound bites from another wild week in the National Football League. It's time for No Huddle Offense on the Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ravens and Texans. Ravens end up winning the game 25-9. Unfortunately, J.K. Dobbins is now lost for the season with the torn Achilles. Remember, in 2021, he did tear his ACL. He had 8 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown in this game. Lamar Jackson was 17-22 for 169 yards. With an interception, 6 rushes for 38 yards. Zay Flowers, nice debut, 9 catches for 78 yards. Odell Beckham, welcome back, 2 catches for 37 yards. And C.J. Stroud in his NFL debut, 28 for 44 for 242 yards. Justice Hill got a bunch of carries for the Ravens. He had a 2-yard touchdown run. This was the second of the game to put, really, the game away and make it 22-6 in the third quarter. Here's Jerry with a G, Jerry Sandusky on the Ravens Radio Network.
Jackson inside handoff. Justice Hill spins in for 6. Touchdown, Ravens.
We'll keep it moving. Let's go to Cleveland as the Browns in a rainy game beat up on the Cincinnati Bengals 24-3. Joe Burrow in the game was 14 of 31, 82 yards passing. Now the highest paid man in the history of the league. Career low in passing yards and a passer rating of 52.2. Browns continue to just dominate the Bengals. Nick Chubb was 18 carries for 106 yards. Deshaun Watson, 16 to 29. Pedestrian numbers here for Deshaun Watson, 154 yards, two total touchdowns, and a pick. But let's hear Deshaun Watson's 13-yard touchdown run to really send a message to make it 10-0 in the second quarter. Here's Jim Donovan on the Browns Radio Network.
From the 13, second down, it's a draw. Here comes Watson running. 10, corner, 5, touchdown! They loaded it up with four receivers to the right, one to the left, and it was a quarterback draw all the way.
We go to Minnesota. Expectations are in a spot where you would believe the Vikings would beat the Buccaneers, but the antithesis did occur as Tampa Bay defeated the Minnesota Vikings by 3 points, 20-17. Baker Mayfield, solid debut for the Buccaneers as their starting quarterback, 21-34, 173 yards and two touchdowns. Kirk Cousins put up a bunch of yards, 344 to be exact, had two touchdowns but also three turnovers. Justin Jefferson goes for 9 catches for 150 yards. But the big story here is the Buccaneers win their first game without Tom Brady as their quarterback. And let's listen up to Trey Palmer have a 7-yard touchdown reception to make it 17-10 in the third quarter. And then we'll also hear a big Chris Godwin third down reception to seal the deal. Fire their cannons! Here is Gene Dekaroff on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Shotgun look. Low snap. Caught by Mayfield. Looks Mayfield throw. Dart caught ball. Touchdown Tampa Bay. It's Trey Palmer! The rookie breaks a 10-10 tie. Great throw by Baker Mayfield, thrown a little low, and Palmer does his thing again. The snap good, Bell high, the throw, far side, and it's caught ball. Is it inbounds? It is inbounds, and Godwin has a huge catch on third down and 10. Yeah. It's a diving catch on the far sideline. And the Buccaneers can ice this game now.
So we'll keep it moving. Let's go to the Superdome, Saints and Titans. Saints win the game by 1 point, 16-15, the debut of Derek Carr in a Saints uniform, 23-33 for 305 yards and a touchdown. Chris Olave, who I think is going to have a monster season, was a 1,000-yard receiver in his rookie year, 8 catches for 112 yards. Ryan Tannehill, 16-34, 198 yards and 3 interceptions. DeAndre Hopkins, you enjoy Ryan Tannehill, 7 catches for 65 yards. Let's hear Rashid Shaheed, a 19-yard touchdown reception to make it 16-9 in the third quarter. Here's Mike Haas on the Saints Radio Network.
Carr takes the snap. Here comes pressure. Throws to the end zone again. Wide open. And that is going to be a touchdown to Rashid Shaheed.
All righty. Let's go to Atlanta as the Falcons defeat the Panthers 24-10. Bijan Robinson had a great touchdown and made a bunch of defenders look confused at 83 total yards. Bryce Young in his NFL debut, 20-38, 146 yards, a touchdown and 2 picks. Desmond Ridder, the quarterback for the Falcons, 15 of 18, 115 yards and a touchdown. But last year, Tyler Allgeier was a stud for the Falcons. Not knowing what his role would be this year with Bijan Robinson in the fold, will he continue to remain a stud? Here's an Allgeier 3-yard touchdown run, his second of the game, to make it 24-10 in the fourth quarter. Here's Wes Durham on the Falcons Radio Network.
And here's the give to Allgeier. A little balky, but Tyler will score. Left side goes Tyler Allgeier, and he bangs home his second touchdown of the day.
Let's go to Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson, debut for the Colts. Calvin Ridley, welcome back to the NFL. Calvin Ridley had 8 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown. Anthony Richardson, 24-37. For 223 total yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception at 10 carries for 40 yards. He's the first rookie in NFL history to have at least 200 passing yards, 40 rushing yards, 1 passing touchdown, and 1 rushing touchdown in a debut. There's a hickey stat for you. And Trevor Lawrence goes 24-32 for 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 turnovers. One of the most bizarre plays you'll ever see made this a Colts lead of 4 points, where it was a fumble by Trevor Lawrence. You thought maybe the arm was going forward. It was picked up, I believe, Tank Bigsby. And then the ball was swatted out and ended up going for a touchdown where a lot of people thought the play was dead. The touchdown did stand. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were down by 4, go on to put up 14 unanswered points and win the game 31-21. Here is a Travis Etienne 26-yard touchdown run to give the Jags a 10-point lead. Let's listen up to Frank Frangie on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Running play. This is Etienne. Tries to bounce it outside. He's got a little bit of room. 20, 15-yard line. Travis Etienne into the end zone. Touchdown. They have extended the lead. How good is that?
26-yard touchdown run.
So let me give you some breaking news here. We've been talking about the biggest story of the evening before we did go to no huddle offense. Aaron Rodgers, who left the game for the Jets with an ankle injury, was in a boot, and he was going to get x-rays. He was questionable to return. To no surprise, Aaron Rodgers has been downgraded to out. But I guess the good news here is his x-rays were negative. So that's all the information we have now on Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Pittsburgh. People like the Steelers, including yours truly, heading into this game. The 49ers, well, they continue to show you why they're one of the better teams in the NFL. Brock Purdy was awesome in this game, was pretty awesome, and rocking out with his Brock out. 19 of 29 for 220 yards and two touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, my pick for Offensive Player of the Year. 22 carries for 152 yards and a touchdown. And that touchdown was a 65-yard scamper to make it 27-7. Here is Greg Papa on the 49ers radio network.
Stretch run coming left to McCaffrey. Stays play side, breaks a tackle, 45. Blocked from Ayuk down the sideline, 30. Cuts back inside, 20. Still inbounds down the sideline. Diving for the end zone. Touchdown! CMC!
Brandon Ayuk, 8 catches for 129 yards and a touchdown. Kenny Pickett goes 31 of 46, 232 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. First game for Josh Harris as the owner of the Commanders. It was sloppy, but they win the game 20-16 over the Arizona Cardinals. Sam Howell, 19 of 31, 202 yards, two total touchdowns and a pick. Joshua Dobbs, 21 of 30 for 132 yards. Let's listen up to a Bram Weinstein on the Commanders Radio Network call of Sam Howell on a six-yard touchdown run to make it 17-16 in the fourth quarter.
Howell's got a good pocket, steps up, and now he's going to have to run for it. At the five, cuts back into the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Sam Howell, a seven-yard scamper!
All right, we'll keep it moving. Raiders and Broncos. Jacoby Myers scored a touchdown for the Raiders last year when he was on the Patriots, if you recall, throwing that ball away where it was scooped up and run in for a score in one of the craziest games you'll see. Now Jacoby Myers is actually on the Raiders, and he's scoring touchdowns for them and getting paid to score for them. Jacoby Myers, a six-yard touchdown reception, his second of the game to make it 17-16 in the fourth quarter. And let's also hear a Jimmy Garoppolo scramble for a first down to seal the win. Here is Jason Horowitz on the Raiders radio network.
Garoppolo, shotgun snap, fires the slant. It's caught, Myers at the goal line. He leads in. Touchdown, Raiders! Jacoby Myers on the slant with his second touchdown grab in his silver and black debut. And the Raiders with an extra point will take the lead here in Denver.
Here come the Broncos with pressure. They pick it up. Garoppolo still with time in the pocket. Escapes out to the 35. Gets to the 30. And he gets out of a tackle at the 25.
Yes.
Stays in bounds and has the first down. Garoppolo with his legs about to seal this game for the Raiders here in Denver with an 8-yard scramble.
Looking back at the numbers from this game, Jimmy Garoppolo, 20 of 26, very efficient, 200 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Jacoby Myers, 9 catches for 81 yards and two touchdowns. Things were cooking early for Russell Wilson, and then the meal was burnt. 27 of 34, 177 yards and two touchdowns. The Broncos only put up 16 points in this game. They are 0-1. Maybe the best game of the day. Dolphins and Chargers, back and forth, back and forth. Dolphins, my pick to win the AFC East this year. And the big reason is because a lot of people don't expect Tua Tagovailoa to stay healthy. Usually when that happens, the opposite does occur. So I'm believing in Tua this year. And we all know how great of a player Tyreek Hill is. 11 catches for 215 yards and two touchdowns. Hill's 215 receiving yards, the third highest for week one in NFL history. And how about Tua Tagovailoa? 28 of 45, 466 yards, three touchdowns and a pick. 466 passing yards are the fourth highest in week one history. Justin Herbert was 23 of 33 for 228 yards and a touchdown. Austin Eckler goes for a 164 on the total yardage and a touchdown. But this throw was sick to Tyreek Hill on a 4-yard touchdown reception, his second of the game to make it 36 of 34 in the fourth quarter. Usually don't think a fade goes to Tyreek Hill, but that's what happened. Let's listen up to the Dolphins radio network.
They have a third and goal at the 5-yard line going in. Flips it to the corner, and it's caught! Tyreek Hill, touchdown!
Who else can you beat in a game? My gosh! Tyreek Hill, again! What a throw! What a throw by Tua!
Here we go. fourth down, 13. Dolphins up by two. The Chargers have the football deep in their own territory. They got a pick.
They got him again.
So there you go. Defense coming up with timely stops, and then Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa just being a lethal connection. Eagles survive up against the Patriots 25-20. This game looked like it was going to be a blowout, and the Patriots made it a game. Late in this contest, there was a great hit by Jabril Peppers. Ball was out. Patriots could not convert with the chance to go win the game. But let's go back to earlier in the contest. Here's a Darius Slay, 70-yard interception, return for a touchdown to make it 10-0 in the first quarter. You also hear a Patriots fourth down incompletion to lose the game. Remember, this is originally called complete, and then it was overturned. Here is Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on the Eagles Radio Network.
Back goes Jones, pumps, looks, fires. It is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted. Running along the near sideline, it's Darius Slay. Breaks a tackle off a 30, 20, 10, 5, pick six, Darius Slay.
Eagles can win it right here if they stop them. Jones back. Here comes the rush. He fires and it is caught. Caught inside the 10-yard line with 24 seconds left. Booty.
Boy, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. It was not easy.
Did not get the second foot in bounds. The pass is incomplete. It's a turnover on downs. It's first down for Philadelphia.
And all the Eagles have to do is kneel down. And I don't think they can mess that up.
All right, let's go to Chicago. Bears fans are optimistic heading into this one. No Aaron Rodgers for the Packers, with him now being on the Jets, and we'll see what happens with his ankle injury. Jordan Love, phenomenal. All things considered, you can't really ask for much better. Has 245 yards, three touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 127 total yards and two touchdowns. Justin Fields, 24-37, 216 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Did have nine rushes for 59 yards. DJ Moore, underwhelming debut for the Bears, two catches for 25 yards. But let's hear an Aaron Jones 35-yard touchdown reception to make it 24-6 in the third quarter. As the route was on, here is the Packers Radio Network.
Snap to Love, dumps it over the middle. Aaron Jones makes the catch, 25-20, cutting right. He's gone to the house. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, electrifying 35-yard touchdown reception.
So, great job by the Packers there. They go to 1-0 on the season. Bears, if you're a Bears fan, you just have to feel hopeless. That's all I could say. Seriously. No Christian Watson in this game. You have DJ Moore. You have Justin Fields. You're thinking, okay, maybe this could be a decent season for the Bears. And you just got off to a horrible start. Packers still own you. Rams and Seahawks. This one was a stunner. No Cooper Kupp for the Rams. No problem. Tutu Atwell, six catches for 119 yards. Puka Nacua, 10 catches for 119 yards. Geno Smith, woof, 16-26 for 112 yards, a touchdown, and seeing Aaron Donald in his nightmares. And you did have Matthew Stafford. Feel good for him, 24-38 for 334 yards. Let's listen up to a Cam Akers one-yard touchdown run to make it 24-13 in the fourth quarter. This is J.B. Long on the Rams Radio Network.
Stafford under center, brings Tutu in motion. It's a toss left to Akers. He'll go in untouched on fourth and goal from the one. Akers to pay dirt, and the Rams have a double-digit lead.
And finally, we go to the massacre at MetLife. Giants blanked by the Cowboys. Cowboys put up 40 points in the game. This one was over right at the start of the game, pretty much. Daniel Jones, ugly, 15-28, 104 yards and two picks. Tony Pollard goes for 14 carries for 70 yards and two touchdowns. And the Cowboys defense and special teams had a blocked field goal, two total touchdowns scored, two interceptions, seven sacks in the game. And 40-0 is the largest shutout win in Cowboys franchise history. Here's Deron Bland, a 22-yard pick six to make it 16-0 in the first quarter. This is the Cowboys Radio Network.
Parsons at left tackle again makes a stunt, and Jones throws it out to the left. Fumble! Recovered in the air at the 20. Run into the end zone by Deron Bland.
And there you go. That is your week one no-huddle offense.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about this all night. It's the biggest story right now in sports, the debut of Aaron Rodgers, and it's come to an end with Aaron Rodgers getting taken off the field. He had a boot. He's already received an x-ray. He has a walking boot on that left foot, and he was taken off on a cart. Now, the Jets have updated his status. He's been downgraded to out, and his x-rays were negative. Let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in the pro football doc in Dr. David Chow, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Doc, I really do appreciate this. We could all speculate. We all see the reports, but what can you tell us?
Well, I just go by video, okay? And by video, you know, I couldn't even get home and change out of scrubs. It happened so early in the game. But unfortunately, by video, we fear the worst, which is a left Achilles tendon complete rupture for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. So going off of that, you know, I just saw the x-rays were negative. Just give us all the medical lingo here and tell us how you come to that conclusion.
Well, I've put on my Twitter timeline at Pro Football Doc and Sports Injury Central, SIC score. We've already written about it. But x-rays would expect it to be negative, okay, because it's not a bony issue. It's a soft tissue problem. Unfortunately, the diagnosis is pretty easy. I'll bet the Jets already know. But I wouldn't be surprised if they come out after the game and say MRI pending, kind of thing, as they look at their other options. This certainly would be very bad news. Look, I hope I'm wrong, right? This is video. But this was the same thing with Dobbins. I get the Jets said Achilles. That doesn't mean it. Sorry, the Jets said ankle. That doesn't mean anything. The worry is for an Achilles tendon rupture. I guess the only good news is he can come back, but it's going to be next year.
Well, that's my thing. With him being 39 years old, he turns 40 in December. You know, what is the recovery process? If you are right that this is an Achilles injury, what does that recovery process look like? Because I'm no doctor, but everyone tells you that the Achilles is like the worst thing to come back from.
Well, fortunately, if there is a position that's easiest to play with an Achilles rupture, it's quarterback. Zach, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember Dan Marino back in the day with the sidestep under center with that AFO on his foot? ankle from an Achilles that he had that he was still recovering from. But, you know, Dan Marino was just purely pocket guy, and he made it work with such a strong arm. Aaron Rodgers can be a pocket guy and be mobile. I mean, is it easier for an Aaron Rodgers or quarterback to return than, let's say, a running back like J.K. Dobbins? Absolutely. But it's still a high bar, and you have to count on surgery and his season essentially done.
Well, Doc, hey, I appreciate the quick analysis and doing the review and getting back to us. You could follow Dr. David Chow at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. Always a good follow. I appreciate the insight, Doc.
Yeah, and I hope to be wrong, but remember, it's just video from the same thing that everyone saw on TV. But I studied video for 17 years when I was with the Chargers, and unfortunately, that's what it looks like. I hope to be wrong, but I'm afraid we're not in this case. So it's bad news.
Doc, thanks so much. Appreciate the insight.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he is, Dr. David Chow with us. So if that is right, that this is an Achilles injury, man, that's just devastating. Marco, Marco does stuff locally in New York and also obviously nationally each and every night on this show. Everyone said right when Rodgers gets there, right, everyone throws that out. How does this end for the Jets? And how does this end up being the same old Jets?
Yep.
I can't even imagine. Like, that we're talking about this right now, where it was before the game, how emotional this day is in this New York, New Jersey area with it being 9/11. And he runs onto the field with the American flag, stadium's rocking. It looks like it's an awesome atmosphere. And on the first drive.
Four plays. Four plays. That's his entire tenure if this winds up being a season-ending injury. And the only thing that it feels reminiscent of, is the Vinny Testaverde. Popped his Achilles game one in 99. Jets coming off the AFC Championship game against the Broncos. A game that they had a chance to win. Blew a lead at half. Turned the ball over a ton against a really good Broncos team. Jets were primed in 99. Parcells, Testaverde. This is the team. Pops his Achilles week one. Jets never recovered. 9-win team with Rick Meyer and Ray Lucas. I mean, it feels, when you hear the Jet fan, we're cursed, we're cursed, we're cursed.
They are.
At times you look at him, you're like, all right, come on, stop.
Put your
big boy pants on and let's suck it up. This, honestly, I wouldn't know what to tell you other than to give you a hug. This is, it's mind-blowing. Four plays into having one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. You have not had a franchise quarterback in 50 years, and it took four plays. That's it. It's impossible to believe that. If you'd have wrote this for Hollywood, they would have rejected it. They would have said, no way. The Jets can't be that. It can't be that bad. It can't be that cursed. You say he gets hurt in week 11 or whatever. It can't be like this. And here you go.
And don't get me wrong. It always sucks when you see any player get hurt. But with how much this was talked about, with how much hype there was, this is the most intriguing storyline of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
What the Jets were going to be. They're on Hard Knocks, for crying out loud. And maybe there's some miracle. Maybe it's not what Dr. David Chow has just told us. You know, who knows when you watch this thing on video and what he could see. Well, maybe we can't see. Sometimes he's right. Sometimes he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this just is, it's almost as if the weather right before the game, right, was like, just gave you that ominous feel, and it just set the stage for what is now a disaster night if you're a Jet fan.
And if you watch the body language on the sidelines with Robert Saleh, he did a nice job.
White as a ghost.
But you can see it. Everyone, to a man, that sideline, I mean, they are stunned. Everything pointed to, we got our guy, now we can finally put it together and see what we're going to be. And now you've got to go right back to Zach Wilson. And now the question is for the Jets, obviously going to have to pick up the pieces. This game is probably, it's only 13-3, and we're not even half closing in on it. This game's probably over, okay? Because anything on top of the idea of Zach Wilson playing well in this game is hard to believe. He's already thrown a pick. But it's also just
it's mental
a body
side
blow.
Of it.
It's a body blow. You're not going to recover today. Whether you recover this season would be half a miracle. And then the question for the Jets is, do you just let it ride with Zach Wilson and see if maybe he figured it out with a couple of weeks under Aaron Rodgers and training camp? Or do you try to figure something else out maybe on the street or go to Tim Boyle? I mean, it's an embarrassment that this entire season was based on Aaron Rodgers, which is understandable, and it lasted four plays.
Well, you know how this turns out to be, assuming he's done for the season. Does Matt Ryan have any interest coming down from the broadcast booth?
No, no, no.
What about Philip Rivers? Big Ben? No, how about this one?
Hold on, Marco.
Brady goes from getting honored at Foxborough at Gillette Stadium to now the quarterback of the Jets.
Out of all those things.
Imagine Rodgers and Brady.
All those things that you mentioned, the only call that I would make is Brady, because at least you could think that he maybe could still have something in the tank. Philip Rivers, let him go take care of his kids. Matt Ryan, let him go take care of whatever he needs to do, and good luck to him in the booth.
Did you hear Andrew Catalan?
Yeah, there's no – Matt Ryan has nothing left. Okay,
wait.
These are options, real options, not guys that are – you know, you're digging them up.
Let's take a 30 here. Andrew Catalan in the booth. And Tiki is also the other broadcast partner. I did not ask Tiki about this day when I saw him. And I didn't know the full context of it. I'm doing the eight-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
But my, oh, my. You're trying to form chemistry in a new booth, and you go, oh, it feels like they're down 28-3. And Matt Ryan talking about seeing ghosts. Yeah. He looked like he wanted to punch Andrew Catalan in the face.
Yeah, they might want to work on that a little bit.
There's some words that
during a timeout that look, I'm sorry, man. I just, it came out. I didn't mean to.
If people go through bad experiences, you shouldn't really bring them up. Doing that in private, wink, wink to your buddy. We all like to bust chops.
Right.
But to do not so on national television.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if you're Troy and Buck, you've been together for a long time. You know, you've built that up. Maybe you can mess around a little bit. You might want to let that one play out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I don't know how much clout Matt Ryan has over here at CBS. I'd be like, new broadcast partner, please.
Going back to the Jets, though, what is on the street that you can actually go out there and expect competent quarterback play? Because that's all this Jet team was looking for last year was competency. Now they were looking for excellence. Now they're back to looking for competency. And the entire season can get flushed if they can't find anyone that can be competent back there. And unfortunately, Zach Wilson has proven over and over and over, he's not that guy. I'm sure they want to roll the dice and see if maybe he figured it out, but it's hard to believe that a few weeks with Aaron Rodgers in training camp, while he made some strides, thrust back in and not getting a chance to watch at all, this is not a good spot for Zach Wilson. The Jets have to figure out if there's anything out there if we assume that this is the end of Aaron Rodgers for the year.
I think you're going to have to play Zach Wilson. You got really no other choice. Where else are you going to? I'm trying to think. I'm going through all these teams right now. You know, if you go get a Gardner Minshew, imagine they traded for Trey Lance. That's another project like Zach Wilson. At least we've seen Zach Wilson play. We haven't really seen Trey Lance play.
I don't think you're looking for a new project. I think you're looking – you have a project. You have one. There's no reason to – if you're going to do that, you might as well stick with your own project. You believed in him once. You might as well roll the dice. I'm talking about – Gardner Minshew's not –
Andy Dalton? What are we doing?
Minshew is actually a good one. I don't know if the Colts – you can't give up a lot, though.
But you know who is going to go get a phone call? He'll be like a backup quarterback. Joe Flacco, at least he knows the playbook. Now he's shot, but he still says he could play. We just went through every name.
Think about it for a second.
Marcus Mariota? What are we doing?
Think about it for a second.
Jameis?
Look how long this offseason and all the different vibes and all the positivity, and the Jets might be right back to Zach Wilson and Joe Flacco. Think about that. We didn't get through week one, and you're right back to the slop that you had last year. That cost them a season where their defense played well enough, their running game is good, and they still have no competency at the quarterback position.
Now, the first round pick that they gave up to Green Bay only gets that if it was Hickey. Was it? Is that first pick directly tied to 65% of the snaps?
Yep.
So what happened? So is it just the two?
I believe it drops down. It's definitely not a first round pick if he doesn't play 65% of the snaps, which. That's not the case. If this is truly the worst case scenario and he's out for the year, Jets at least get to keep their first round pick. I'm sure most would trade it for Aaron Rodgers playing, but.
Well, I mean, it might be a decent pick now. That's the problem with it, too. I mean, that's your silver lining is sad. Because eventually you're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah. It's not a good scenario anyway, cut it.
No.
So going back to the original trade, just so we have clarity here. Remember, they swapped the first round picks this year. And a 2023 fifth-round pick to the Jets for the Jets' 2023 first-round pick, which was a swap, a 2023 second-round pick, which was already used at 42, a 2023 sixth-round pick, and then a conditional 2024 second-round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this season. So that would just be a second round pick. And if you're the Jets and he's done for the season, obviously you get to keep your first round pick. I'm just assuming if this, I know this team won 7 games last year with no quarterbacks, but if it goes to the worst thing possible, it's like maybe, I don't know where you'll be in the running, but how many quarterbacks there are, Rodgers comes back, plays one more year, and then you hand the baton over or something like that.
Yeah, I honestly think the Jets, their fans, their front office, Woody Johnson, anybody, once you start mentioning next year and first round picks, I would imagine the eyeballs go straight to the ground. That's not what any Jet fan, anybody in the office, nobody wants to hear that right now. They had thoughts of winning a Super Bowl, and now everything is shot, and now you're trying to pick up the pieces of, can we salvage a season 4 plays in?
And you know what one name we also forgot? And trust me, I'm not a fan of this guy. Carson Wentz is still available. Like, thinking of guys that are just on the market right now, like, you much rather have... I can't stand Carson Wentz. You much rather have Carson Wentz than Joe Flacco?
You know what?
You screwed it either way.
I got to be fair. No, I'd probably rather have Joe Flacco. At least I know he's not a head case and he knows the playbook. I mean, although, you know what? He doesn't know the playbook. It's a new coordinator. Yeah. It's Nathaniel Hackett. He doesn't know the playbook.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. You're right. Right,
he was there Flacco. Last year, but
there.
The entire...
At least he knows the guys.
The playbook. Actually, you're looking for guys that were in Green Bay last year.
I think
you got
to go Wentz, yeah.
I wouldn't touch Carson Wentz. If that's the case, then I'm going to ride it out with Zach Wilson and hope and try to figure it out. You saw talent. He's got the arm strength. He can't read a defense. I don't know another way to explain that. Like he doesn't see what he needs to see. Now, do I see it? No, but I don't play quarterback in the NFL. Every quarterback in the NFL, this is not a difficult... His pin interception tonight. If you heard Troy Aikman, I know you didn't because you're doing the show. I happen to have sound.
I didn't hear any of the announcers.
It's rare for me to hear sound, too.
Yeah.
Going bouncing all over the place.
I only see the clips.
I happen to hear this one. Aikman said, look, this is not a question of training camp or not playing a lot. This is quarterback 101.
And you also,
he has to know what the linebacker is doing, and that's... He just doesn't know how to read coverage.
And also, they could dress it up and try to say, right, their belief in Zach Wilson and the baton will be passed back to him when Aaron Rodgers retires, blah, blah, blah. That's a bunch of bullcrap.
No.
And the guys don't believe in him in that locker room because let's remember they were all wearing like Mike White shirts when
Who's
Mike
not
White
an option anymore.
No, because he's on the Dolphins.
I mean, again, so that's the thing. Is Tim Boyle seriously going to become the option and possibly the starter for the Jets if he gives them a better chance of, again, what they're looking for, and this is why it's so sad, on top of all the other stuff, is they were looking for this year excellence, but last year they wanted competency. Now they're right back in that same boat, and that's all they're asking for. And they could still make the playoffs with competency. It's scary.
And usually look at it this way. When you trade for a guy either right before the start of the season or very early on during the season, like I remember when I was in Philly when you had the Teddy Bridgewater injury.
Right.
And the Vikings trade for Sam Bradford for like a first round pick. It just, that stuff just does not work out.
No, and again, I don't think there's any of those answers out there.
You're putting lipstick on a pig here. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot for whatever future you have.
No, and I don't think the Jets need to go down the road of a Carson. Look, Carson Wentz has also not only had so many chances in so many different buildings, he's also really he's not a guy that he grew himself to his teammates.
No.
He's a guy that isolated himself from his teammates. I don't think the Jets need any more of that going on in the locker room. You need any more divisive with guys that don't play the position well? Do we really need to add more, you know, is this Wentz's guy? Is this Wilson's guy? They had enough of that nonsense last year. They need, if they're going to bring in a guy off the street, they need somebody that's a true professional that could come in, do the job in a short period of time, and again, just stabilize things. I don't think Flacco's got anything left in the tank. At least they know that they like him. If there's a better option that I'm not thinking of, so be it. If not, they're going to have to ride this out with Wilson and Boyle. And that's brutal.
Jeez. What a crazy night. Just like I said this to Hickey before, there are certain things that happen where you're left speechless. And in this job, it's not good to be left speechless.
Look, again, not a Jet fan.
Neither am I.
But my heart goes out to them.
As a sport fan, this sucks.
And I would seriously say, like any Jet fan, like tonight, there is nothing that I can tell you that's going to make you feel better on any level.
Yeah.
This is seriously, and I'm really, I don't think I'm overstating it. Tonight's the night where seriously, you just give them a hug.
Yeah.
You know?
Send them some sweets.
I'm sorry.
Send them some sweets.
This is brutal. And my brother's an enormous Jet fan. I'm not even going to reach out to him. I know. I've seen a couple of texts coming through, and I saw him on. I'm not even going to bother.
I'm just sorry.
I'm letting him go.
I'm not laughing.
We're going at least a couple of days before I broach this subject.
Just the way that you said that, knowing you, I thought that was
it's
very
not
funny.
Even like I'm not even, and I know because some people have already started poking at him, and you know a bunch of friends and like all the big you know group texts and all that stuff. I'm not even going to do the. Are you all right? I'm not even going to bother. Yeah. I'm going to wait a few days.
What I would do if I'm a Jeff fan tonight, I would turn the phone off. I would order the most fattening sweet food that you can right now and just sit there and eat. Because that you need a little comfort food at a time like this. Like go with the bacon mac and cheese, then get your ice cream, then get your brownies, then get your cookies, then get your cake with whipped cream and just have a fat night.
Good for you. I got to be fair. If this was my team, I'm staring blankly at the TV through the night into the morning, and then tomorrow somebody's going to wake me up at the couch where I'm still staring at the TV because this has happened to me before. And it's like, hey, you all right? What happened? Yeah. That's basically what it is. This is going to be just a stare into oblivion for the entire night for every Jet fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just to keep you up to date, Aaron Rodgers ruled out for the rest of the game. X-rays were negative, but Jordan Schultz does have this out there. There is a fear that Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is dealing with an Achilles injury. Per source, it's currently unknown if it's ruptured. He's expected to have an MRI on Monday, per sources. And also, we had the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, on in the last segment. He watched the video. I'm just going to say this. I don't mean this anything against Doc because, right, you get things wrong, you get things right, and we're talking about injuries. It's serious. You know, I'm not saying that this is definitely what did happen. You got to take everything with a grain of salt. That's just the way that it goes. But Dr. David Chow did say, quote, unfortunately by video, we fear the worst, which is a left Achilles tendon complete rupture for Aaron Rodgers. So that's what Dr. David Chow said. If that is the case, clearly his season would be over. Now, as for the game right now, when you do look at the final game of week one between the Bills and the Jets, the Bills are up 13-3 with 11:47 to go in the third quarter. The Jets, though, are driving right now at the 26-yard line of the Buffalo Bills. They just got a first down, so they'll move the chains. But let's be real, the game here is irrelevant. It's all about what's going to happen with the biggest story of the NFL this year in Aaron Rodgers. And right now, it just unfortunately looks like there is no good news here. So just a miserable, crazy night and one that you will remember forever with what did transpire from where the emotions were before the game to now where this is, where we currently sit. So obviously, this is what happens when you do live radio, that you got to speculate a little bit and you got to kind of give you the information as well as we can. Hopefully we did that tonight. I think we did. Let's hope there is a good story to come from this. But with that being said, there was a whole lot that we didn't get to today. So we will do a lot of that tomorrow. We'll continue to react to this Rodgers story. We'll do a ton of college football tomorrow because we have to put all of it on the back burner today and other week one storylines. But the biggest story right now in the NFL is the health of Aaron Rodgers. And this is just a nightmare of an evening. And, you know, Marco said it. I said it as well. There's just some teams that you feel like are cursed. When you have a night like this where the feeling was going into the year, if you're a Jet fan, with optimism, That's all you could really say. You just feel like this organization and this team is cursed. And I feel horrible for Jet fans tonight. All righty, that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Hot Take Hickey. Great job tonight. Ack and Marco Belletti as well. Rami for chilling out with us too. And big thank you as well to Greg Williams, and I guess his son too, who joined us out of nowhere on the Zach Gelb, Brian Hickey Gelb Show, whatever we're going to call it, whatever he's calling me. And also like to thank Nick Costas as well. JR's coming up next. We'll keep you up to date on all this craziness with Aaron Rodgers, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers ends up being okay. We'll react to it all tomorrow. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.